Scott and Tyler, always within reach.
And good for a reach around, too.
At TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or find the podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
TJ Miller earlier this morning, TJ's the Funny Bone this coming weekend, funnyboneomaha.com for TJ's gigs all the rest of the country. TJ Miller does not have a website.com.
Talking to him again on Friday.
Right, we love TJ.
And he's going to talk about a book.
Yeah. And a pilot he's got coming out.
That's right.
I like when he acts. I think he's so funny, man.
He's giving pants away.
And he's giving pants away, yeah. I totally zoned out on Halloween again because everything is just upside down. And I mean, really, yeah. Christmas could be tomorrow, and I'd go, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I cared so very little about Halloween before.
Yeah, but you still knew it was happening.
Yeah. I tried not to.
Yeah, but sometimes you were obligated.
Right. Yeah.
It became a holiday of obligation.
I would love to go to a party right now. Don't tell me that. I would love a Halloween party right now. A big, full, packed house with a couple bands.
As long as I don't have to wear a costume.
I'd wear a costume. I'd dress up the most crazy costume ever if everything was normal again, but it ain't happening.
No, I'd stay home.
Yeah, I'm with Todd.
Been home too much. What's up, Craig?
I mean, I'd like the rest of you to be able to go to a Halloween party.
That's fine.
And I'm sure some people are going to Halloween parties.
Yeah, I haven't reached my board enough to want to go to a Halloween party state yet.
I have. That's getting out of the house. No COVID. That'd be great. Where's Positively Pussy at? That going to happen again someday?
I just don't like Halloween.
I know, but
that's all it's about.
You would a heartbeat. You'd be dressed up in a heartbeat.
I hate Halloween.
Yeah.
You still have those boots laying around?
Yeah.
Whew, boy, that's a broken ankle waiting to happen.
Right.
I think he's got them sitting right next to the booze.
Right.
No, they're in the office.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Different cabinet. Yeah, they're actually right behind you, Nick. Yeah.
Perfect.
Put them on, Nick. Your feet will fit in there.
I'm about to be the world's tallest firefighter.
In FB boots. I got to see that.
Aside from being 6'4 and not a firefighter, the boots.
Just want to remind everyone that today is National American Beer Day.
Yes, it is.
And that list of the top 10 is posted on our social media. You want to check them all off this weekend.
The American Homebrewers Association 2020 list of best beers in America. And the number one spot is taken up by a beer that you can actually get at the store.
Coors Light.
Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
Halsey.
Brewed in Michigan.
What is the best selling beer in America?
It's Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Yeah, it's always Bud Light.
Bud Light, right.
Yeah. The top, I believe, three now. It's either two or three are some version of Light.
Yeah.
Well, and then the top heavy one
is... You
only
get bloated when you're drinking
Budweiser.
16 of them. Come
on,
man.
Because the country's full of pussies.
Yeah, but people drink light beer so they can drink 16 of them. You know that, Nick.
Yeah.
You're still bloated.
If you had a full-bodied beer, you could, drink eight of them.
Yeah. If you're drinking all day, damn it.
Yeah, stick to beer.
Right. I'm driving later.
That's why they make Busch Light.
That's right.
According to...
I'm going to have a beer later today. We were talking way too much beer today.
Yeah, I should.
I'll look in the fridge and I'll go, oh. What'd you call that Mexican beer we drink there from the Breast Brewery Company there, Nick?
Taco Vesa.
I know. No, how'd you describe it?
Oh, it's crisp and refreshing.
Damn it. Damn it.
Sold me.
Doesn't take much, though, since we're raging alcoholics.
Right. Now you talked me into another beer.
Damn it.
Alcohol dependent, not alcoholic.
Yeah, that's
remember?
True. Alcoholics tell us we're not. Right?
Yeah.
I've known a lot of alcoholics in my life, mainly since I moved to the Midwest. I don't know one recovering back east, but because they just don't recover. But I met a lot of recovering ones here when I first moved. I said, Jesus, so many alcoholics around here, at least admitted ones. I know guys that probably should quit drinking back east.
Back east.
But, and here for that matter.
Everybody
I'm
here.
Just saying, I really didn't know. I didn't know any recovering alcoholics back east. Maybe that's because I didn't hang with them.
But no.
But when we got here, I remember meeting a bunch of them. We worked with a bunch of them. I said, why do you guys all quit drinking? So we'd ask them, I said, do you think we're alcoholics? They said, nope.
I think we've taken tests before and found that.
Oh, yeah, we're not.
alcohol dependent.
Oh, that's one thing.
That, yes.
I'm not going to argue that.
Alcohol abusers, yes.
Every once in a while, yeah.
But
yeah.
Not alcoholic.
No.
That's a whole, that's a definition that we don't meet.
Right. We'd be invading that bar cart every morning for alcoholics.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Were we addicted? But we're dependent.
Right.
Not addicted. Right. Just very dependent.
Todd has rules. He won't even drink before 7.
I know, which is crazy. 7 days a week, though.
Yeah, there's that. Wait, what does it mean if I just usually rather be drinking?
Well, I would, too. I would, too. I felt that way since the pandemic, though. I look forward to drinking more than I did before the pandemic.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, and that's because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, I really look forward to knowing I'm going to get a buzz certain time, you know. And I do take nights off. But I look forward to it. And before the pandemic, although I liked having a couple of drinks, I didn't have to look forward to it as much as I do now. Mainly because I had other things to do. Mm-hmm. And even Craig obviously admits that, too.
Mm-hmm. According to a Washington State University study, about 14% of people polled said they drank more alcohol immediately after the stay-at-home orders were put into place. Those people also reported higher levels of stress and anxiety.
It was an easy shove, though, wasn't it? Didn't need much of a shove.
No. The survey actually used twins, both identical and fraternal, to see if changes in alcohol use and stress and anxiety were due to genetics or if they're due to something in the unique environment. The twin who reported drinking more had a higher level of stress than the twin who had no change. People who felt more stressed turned to alcohol as a coping method during the lockdown.
Isn't that chicken or egg, though? You said they drank more and then became more stressed. Isn't that your
stress? They drank more and also reported higher levels of stress and anxiety. They did both. There's not a
Are they blaming the alcohol for the stress, or are they saying they drink because of the stress?
I don't know that they're blaming anything here.
Right.
They're just saying that both of these things happened. People who reported a decrease could be social drinkers who can't go out and drink anymore because of working remotely or bars being closed.
Yeah.
The study results did show that there was no relationship with the increase in alcohol use and changes in depression.
If you missed it, DJ Miller said he's been cut off more at home than he ever has at a bar. And I love that. I love that.
Yeah, there's lots of people who don't drink at home and do all their drinking at the bar. But if you are doing at home, prolonged use of alcohol leads to depression.
But I've known a couple guys like that back home, two good friends of mine, that weren't really at-home drinkers, and they became it. Because of the pandemic. Because the bar was closed.
Right.
So, yeah, they eventually started drinking at home.
The only other option was not drinking.
Right.
Prior research has shown circumstances like divorce, unemployment, and social isolation cause an increase in alcohol use to cope with stressful times.
Billy Blank, was he all drunk the other night, Nick?
He had a couple drinks.
Okay.
But I don't know if he got drunk.
All right. Going through a divorce there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he was happy about anything.
Was he pining?
No, he was pretty good on the radio with us. I think he's done. He's just sad.
Bitching.
I understand that.
Bitching.
Did it make you feel better about your life, though, at least?
Well, yeah, sure.
Oh, that was a very non-committal answer.
Yeah, I think we all got those right now.
Oh, yeah, was that a meh?
I did find out the story with his brother, though. I guess
what
that is his... Bill's parents, I guess, had built like a studio apartment on the back of their home at one time like an aunt to live in.
Right.
And his brother had been living there.
Okay.
So then once this situation happened with Billy, then he just moved from that studio apartment to Bill's place.
Well, it still sounds like what we were saying. It's like, you know, find my a-hole brother just lounging at my parents' house basically still, right? Yeah. And is his brother anywhere close to Billy's age? Probably, yeah, it is, right?
I'd imagine.
All right.
I'm not sure.
So if you just can call your brother and he can move in with you, he pretty much has nothing going on.
Right.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, yeah, then he just has a different address than his mom's place.
Right, and he can still keep his mail there if he wants.
Right.
Story for Todd here, and you would never guess how so.
Well, we know it's not fishing then, because that's the obvious one. It's not national parks. It's not his smoke map, which I just love that term for some reason. I like checking out my smoke map last night. So it ain't those three. It's not walking backwards. That's the new trend.
That doesn't seem
it's not tibial plateau stuff.
Walking backwards is not catching on, by the way.
Well, because people figure they can walk forward better.
Yeah, but
it's more efficient, right?
Don't get me started.
All right. No, I know it's. I'm just saying they're not running into things.
I don't run into things.
So we're not going to guess, right?
Oh, no, you won't.
Yeah. Is this because of the broad scope of things that I'm interested in?
I just named the broad scope of things
that you're interested in, and
I just named the five you're
interested in. More specifically, it is the broad scope of personal things that you are willing to bring to the table and tell us all about.
Oh, okay. It's about long balls.
Long balls. Good one, Nick.
No, because that's something that you would guess.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool balls, dude.
And when I bring this up, you'll go, oh, okay, I guess Todd did bring that up or has brought that up
more than once. I wish I could guess. You don't think I could guess?
No, I really don't.
If I had all day, I could guess.
No, I really, I think that you would just glaze over this one.
All right. Is it a hint, the word glaze?
No.
Yeah, is it about donuts?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Or something else.
Yeah, Todd's top five cookies. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's. I should have brought that up.
According to Cleveland Clinic, the average person grows 6.5 feet of nose hair from each follicle over a lifetime.
Okay, Todd waxes his nose, that's right.
And that's what we're getting to, is the waxing part specifically.
Yeah. Okay, I want to hear if that's good or bad.
It's bad.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Because you want follicles in there to catch stuff, right?
Okay, so over a lifetime, the nose hair, the 6.5 feet of nose hair that we grow from each follicle.
That's long. Well, you can trim it up. We all trim it up.
That hair gets coarser.
I've plucked some big ones out of there.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
I'd say I'm probably more along the lines of 12 feet. I grow 12 feet of nose hair during my lifetime.
Over a lifetime.
Yeah.
Both the larger visible hairs as well as the ones too tiny to see, also known as cilia, play a frontline role in keeping dust, germs, and debris from entering the body, thereby reducing exposure to allergens. A study divided participants up according to the density of their nose hairs.
Density.
Yes, the density of their nose hairs. You are either in the no or less hair group, the moderate nose hair group, or a lot of nose hair group. Researchers found that those with the least amount of hair, nose hair, had a significantly greater rate of asthma combined with seasonal allergies than those with more hair. Nose hair also helps retain moisture in the air we breathe. Now then, waxing or plucking the nose hair?
I don't pluck it usually. I just do that. If there's one hanging there, a rogue one, I'll pluck. But
right.
I have one of those machines, and it just trims it down a little bit.
Right.
So you can't see. You're not talking to somebody. Oh, my God. Hey, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Nick. Nebraska Brewing Company called, heard us really talking about their Mexican beer. We got a case.
Nice.
Man, you don't think it pissed
Thank
me
you.
Off? When
That's
you walked awesome. Through there, I thought it was Friday. I'm thinking, damn it. It's Friday. It's a Tuesday.
That's great. Beer day.
All Thank right. you.
National.
Appreciate that.
Beer day.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so, to be clear now, when I get my nose waxed.
Yes.
You shouldn't do that, apparently.
We don't get it all up in there. Just toward the bottom of the nose. You got to leave the ones way up. You know, there's two different kind of membranes. There's one membrane that's a little more sensitive toward the top of your nose, and I don't put wax on that. Just the ones that you can see.
Okay.
Plus Doesn't it, that so, burn, does it not burn the inside of your nose?
No, I've never had any ill effects from it, but I guess it does some people.
Well, you don't put the wax in there at 100 degrees, probably.
It's fairly warm.
Well, you're talking about a guy like myself who, you know, had to pull out Coke boogers at one point, so that would burn your nose, too.
Yeah, but you knew what it was.
Yeah, you did.
Calloused.
Yes, you did.
So waxing or plucking the nose hair can actually be dangerous. It's discouraged by doctors. Not only is it painful, but because they remove the entire hair follicle.
Don't do that, Todd.
It leaves the sensitive nasal tissue susceptible to infection and swelling. As a result, after waxing or plucking the nose hair, you're very susceptible to allergy attacks, sinusitis, and respiratory infections. If a nasal infection were to travel upstream and enter the junction where other veins join, it can pose a serious health risk since it now presents a passage for bacteria directly into the brain.
Does that matter if you're waxing your bush?
Only if it...
If you breathe through there.
Yeah.
That was the answer I was looking for.
You can't get asthma that way.
All right, Todd, you're all about your health in certain situations.
So that's our nose hair plucking story of the day. And would you have ever guessed that as a story for Todd?
No, but that is like the sixth thing he talks about a lot. So I should have guessed it, actually, technically. Not that I don't have the same five things I talk about, too. I get it. That's not the point. But that would have been six. If I'd have kept going, I'd have said, oh, it's nose hair.
But that's one of those things that you just forget about.
I know, and I had five right there. The smoke map, the legs, you know.
Yeah.
And we all have our five things we talk about, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just rehash them once in a while.
I'm always surprised by the people that are oblivious to the nose hair on their face.
I am, too. I used to kid my dad when he got a little older. I said, Dad, you got to trim that. He'd walk out. I said, you just look. He didn't have a mustache or anything. If you have a mustache, sometimes.
It'll blend.
It can blend. Yeah. But even then, I catch it. Believe me, I always look for that. Blend. You don't want to blend. It looks like it would look like hell. But you'll look at a person who doesn't have any facial hair, and they forgot. I've seen younger guys do this, too, and there's a big hair hanging out their nose. I said, that's the most disgusting thing ever, man.
Yeah.
You got to trim that
thing.
Like,
did you not look in the mirror
you
left the house?
Yeah, there's hair coming out of your nose.
And a lot of times it's people that you don't know well enough to say something to me.
That's
like, hey,
true.
Dude, take care of that.
And then when you talk to them, you can't get over that. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
The mask has changed that.
Oh, you can leave anything. Yeah.
Yeah, those people didn't give a crap before.
I've done that, like I've had like a breakfast, some sort of bar or something in the car.
Unless you wear your mask below your nose,
don't do that.
Then your nose hair is even more prominently featured.
Yeah,
but there's been times recently where I've been driving to a store or something, or I'm going indoors somewhere, and I used to always look at my teeth because I was eating something.
Yeah,
and now I don't even do that. I put the mask on because
who cares?
No reason.
If there's a big chunk of food hanging in my teeth, nobody's going to see it anyway.
Saving it for later.
Yep.
Yeah, the rogue nose hair on women is always unsettling.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Every now and again.
Especially when it blends into their stash.
I'll get a rogue eyebrow.
So do I.
I'll catch it out of my, like in my field
of
vision.
Well, they can
pop out
once in a while. What is
that? Yeah. I'll feel it on my forehead. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, if I pluck a nose hair, I immediately have a sneezing fit.
Yeah. Oh, so do I.
Every time.
So do I.
That's why you got to get the little machine.
I'll tell you one you don't ever see when you look right in is we all get ear hair. All of a sudden you'll reach back there and go, oh, there's a long one hanging off there. I have my wife trim my ear hair because I can't see it.
I found a hair on
she doesn't like it.
The back flat part of my earlobe.
Oh, the far
just
back.
Just like coming out of like the middle of it. I'm like, what?
Ease up, Teen Wolf.
God, yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Like, it made me never want to leave the house again.
Yeah. That'll happen. Is it okay to wax your ear hairs?
You don't breathe through your ears, so I would think so.
Okay. But you hear through.
Well, you do sometimes, Todd.
Yeah. Would it affect your...
Sometimes I make you breathe
through
your
ears. Well, there's things that I don't want to hear.
Sometimes he's a little busy with his other cavities, so he does breathe through his ears.
MGM Studio was looking to sell the newest James Bond film, No Time to Die, to a streaming service.
Uh-oh, it's going there now, huh?
No, it's not. Oh. They were looking for a deal worth approximately $600 million
a
one-year license to the film.
They almost have to get that kind of cash because that's what they would make on the open market when it was a theater.
Yeah, but that was too much for them.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, Apple got the Tom Hanks movie Greyhound for about $70 million.
Oh, that's that one you watched, right?
Yeah, it was good.
That looks
good. I liked it.
Yeah, that's it.
I liked it.
That's the army.
And other things are going for a hell of a lot less.
Is it about a bus?
No.
Yes. Yep, that's it. Him on
you saw
cross
the preview.
Country.
He's great at everything. I'd watch him on a bus.
It's a World War II movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Apple just spent $200 million for Martin Scorsese's next feature film, $120 million on a film from Will Smith. They ain't spending $600 million for the new James Bond film.
Yeah, that's too much.
Apple's got all the money in the world. If they say no, then your asking price is too high.
Right.
I just saw a trailer for a new Clooney movie that's coming out on Netflix.
Oh, just on Netflix? Cool.
Yeah.
I love Clooney.
Some sort of sci-fi, like... apocalyptic, you know, everything's...
When's it come out?
I don't know. I literally just saw the trailer pop through Twitter this morning.
That new Costner and Diane Lane movie, Let Him Go.
Yeah.
Apparently I saw that. They're going to stream that now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I saw a commercial for that again last night.
I think that comes out in early November.
Yeah, I think that's three... I think it's... Yeah, that looks really good.
And who's got that?
You know what? I don't know. I saw the commercial, and I've seen the trailer for that, and it's, you know, it's obviously Costner and Diane Lane are married, and their son, their daughter's kid, she might die or something like that, but the parents, the other parents have the kid. They want to visit, and they're just whacked out. They try to get the kid back. And ever since, I mean, we all love Costner, but we're so digging him even more and more now because of Yellowstone. So we get kind of Yellowstone withdrawals when he's not on TV, right?
Yeah, he's been consistently good for like decades.
I know.
Really hard for people to
I know. Well, he's a good dude, and he swears on the radio.
Yeah.
This does not sound good. This is also the third consecutive holiday season that this has happened. Kentucky Fried Chicken bringing back the holiday fried chicken scented 11 herbs and spices fire log.
Nice.
You don't want that smell in the house, man. You're hungry all the time.
That's what you worry about.
I know. You know, you're just hungry all the time.
That smells good, though.
Oh, have you tried it?
They say the fire
log. The chicken smells good. I bet the,
oh, yeah.
The fire
log.
No, it does. But
I'm sure it smells great, but I don't want that in my house forever and
my
ever.
My bigger issue would be not having a fireplace, burning the house down.
They should take a plane load of those and drop them on a wildfire.
Yeah.
Just so it smells good.
Yeah, good idea.
It's smoky, but it smells good.
Yeah, that's what they need is more fuel on that wildfire. There's thinking.
Yeah, Craig's right there, actually. There's a thing in your plan there, Todd.
Because you want the firefighters to be hungry, too.
Yeah.
Let's take their focus off of fighting the fire.
Yeah, give them more fire and less food.
And Todd's defense was a good idea for a second.
No, I don't think it was.
It was an idea.
I don't think it was ever
a good
idea.
It was an idea.
It was 15% contained. Now it's only 10% contained, but it sure smells good.
It smells a lot better.
The firefighters left to get something to eat.
Unless you're airdropping buckets of chicken, too. I don't see how that works out.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, gravy.
Gravy.
That's what would put the fire out.
Yeah. Fire retardant gravy.
That's not a good idea either for that matter.
I think that's redundant. I believe gravy in and of itself is fire retardant.
You're probably right.
I think it's fireproof.
Let's light a fire in here and put some gravy down.
All right.
Dr. Mina would approve. We'll check with her first.
Nebraska Brewing Company, thanks for listening, and thanks for bringing us beer on National Beer Day, or whatever it's
called.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. Now we're going to have to drink.
Aw.
Damn.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.